Now it's on. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Sarah.
How's it going?
Kind of want some more taquitos. Even though I got taquitos there this morning.
LOL. Let's go research how to be funny on the podcast. We're starting a podcast called Quarter Life Crisis.
Thanks for tuning in and listening.
Yeah, so we're just gonna give you a short little intro and then, yeah, talk about our summers a little bit and why we decided to start this podcast. I don't know, Laura and I are roommates, and I was just
good to know.
Yeah, and I was like listening to a podcast one day. And I was like, this would be so cool to like have our own podcast. And so Lauren was in the kitchen, and I was like, it'd be cool if Lauren like wanted to do this too, because she also loves podcasts. So I was like, Lauren, want to do a podcast? And she was like,
I was like, sure.
Yeah, she was like,
and then I was like, are you serious or is this hypothetical?
Yeah, and then it kind of just like kept like doing things for it, and we're like, I guess this is actually gonna happen. So
here we are, sitting in bed.
Yeah, we're literally in Lauren's bed talking on a microphone. Super great. Anyway, so our podcast, do you want to talk about what it's all about?
Yeah, so I think me and Sarah both have some really interesting ideas that we'd love to share, and personally both of us don't listen to podcasts from people our age, so we kind of just want to provide that perspective for things that like people our age could be interested in or maybe don't know about. And like most people our age don't really know what they're going to be doing for the rest of their lives. And even if you're in college, that doesn't mean you have anything figured out. So I think our podcast will be kind of geared more towards that audience.
Yeah.
Add on for me, Sarah.
Yeah. So the reason I was thinking we should do like 20-year-olds or like 20-something young adult type thing is because when I listen to podcasts, I usually listen to older people, and like that, and that's super cool, and there's so much like wisdom and stuff that comes from that, but I think it's just super dope to listen to someone that's your age and like talking about relevant topics. And like, we don't want this, like Lauren and I are in college, but we don't want this to just be like for people who are in college. We want it to be for just like people who are in their quarter life crisis time. And that's us, because
everyone who's young doesn't know what they're doing with their life.
We all are kind of just floating through life trying to figure it out. And if you're like me, I have a new idea of what I want to do with my life every other day. So, but yeah. So
we'll just try to provide like a new young perspective on some things that like maybe you only get with like the older audience.
Okay, so let's just talk about where we're from, what we're doing, what we did this summer, because it is now August, what day is it? August 13th.
13th.
August 13th. We're not in school yet, so we don't need to know the date. But yeah, so I'm from California, and from Northern California. Like and subscribe if you're from Northern California. just kidding. But, yeah, if you... So, anyway, I went home this summer, and I worked, and I interned with the International Rescue Committee, working in their anti-trafficking department, which was super fun. And then I worked at Dolce Dispazio, which is a gelato shop. So that... We'll probably talk about, like, Lauren and I both did customer service jobs, or, like, just where we dealt with a lot of people, so we'll probably, like, talk about that at some point, and just craziness that comes with that. And then I also took a summer class, so I kept pretty busy. It was really fun being with my family and being, like, with my friends from high school all summer, and I went to Portland for, like, a few days, 5 days, I think, and that was fun because I'd never been there. And yeah, so that's a little bit about me. I am Yeah, I'm in college. I'm going to be a junior. Yeah.
Same here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess a little bit about me. I'm going to be a junior. I'm studying speech, language, and hearing sciences here at U of A. And this summer, I worked for, like, the new student orientations for U of A. So I just, like, helped the new freshmen organize their schedules and show them how to do, like, use our technology, deal with all the scared and crying parents with their kids leaving. But that was super cool just to get to help out everybody. And, like, I love this school so much. So it was really cool to be on, like, the inward staff of it. And I went to Huntington Beach for a couple weeks, kind of a second home for me. And now I'm doing my desk training for U of A because I also work for Residence Life. Again, super I dope. Really love this school. Yeah.
That's so cool. Did you experience anything crazy or weird? Or, like, well, you had long hours.
I did.
Yeah.
We had, like, I had to be there at 6 a.m. and then we usually didn't finish until, like, anywhere from 6 to 8 p.m.
That's so crazy. Were parents wild?
Yes.
Were they, like, freaking out?
Yes. Some were, like they love you because you're another college student, like, getting involved and having a job. But then others just think, like, you're the cause of all their problems.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like, I'm trying to help you, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't think of any specific examples. If I do, I'll bring it back up.
Yeah. At my orientation?
But yeah, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, at my orientation, my mom was kind of just like, go do your thing. Like, I don't know, my mom's really cool, so she's just like, you're at college, woo, that's exciting, and like, go do your thing. So, yeah, my parents weren't like freaking out, I don't think. Maybe internally. They're going to listen to this, so.
Yeah.
They can comment in later.
I was supposed to go to my orientation, like, without my parents.
Yeah.
And then the day of, they both decided to go.
Oh, that's funny.
But I was happy they went.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
Shout out.
Love you.
Yeah. That's so great. That's dope. And Huntington was great.
Yeah. It was really good. Better weather.
Yeah. Than, like,
where we are now.
Yeah, then Tucson, which is like
110.
Whoa.
What about you? What about your gelato shop and
oh gosh, yeah. Gelato shop was fun. It was interesting because I go to my internship from like 10, usually it was like 10 to 4 most days. And then I'd go sometimes I would work at the gelato shop at night at like 6 to close, and we're like the last thing open in this town and like in California, the town I'm in, and like so everyone except for the bars, so it was like our gelato shop and the bars, and so it's just like as the night goes on it just gets more and more interesting because like people just get more and more intoxicated and but yeah, it was so fun, and it was really interesting to work with people who like during the day had like very little and like were really relying on you to like find them like resources, and then at night working with like the richest people in freaking Silicon Valley, so like, and they're like, can you remake my milkshake, like it's too watery, you know, like those kind of things. So it was like hard to like switch my brain from like, okay, these people need this, like, and that doesn't mean they're like better or worse than the people I worked at with earlier in the day. It was just like, it was a contrast. It was really interesting. And I love customer service for some reason. I think it's so fun. I think it's so funny too, because people just like freak out about certain things. But my coworkers were awesome. So it was a really fun summer.
Yeah. That always makes those jobs better. When the people you work with are like super into it. And
I think
it makes it so much fun.
It's all about the boss. Like, I've worked multiple places, like, in that area, and some, I've had really good bosses and really bad bosses, and, like, if you have a really bad boss, I feel like your coworkers are just like not that excited to be there, which means you, like, everyone just doesn't do their job very well. But my boss at Dolce Espacio, shout out, is super awesome. And so his like employees just want to work for him and like do well. And I think also like his like what was it called? Shift managers like really like him too, so they want to like work well for him, which makes the second in line leadership like good too. So it's like a whole like trickle down system. So it was just a fun summer because even like in at the IRC, the International Rescue Committee, it was like I had a really good boss there too and like really good people I was working with, and like the other interns were cool. So just like it made for a good time everywhere is what I'm trying to say, I guess. Leadership prime. yeah, and then it was great seeing all my friends, so yeah. Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to our first ever podcast. We're super excited about it, and we'll be back every week so you can give us a listen.
You can also follow us on our social media. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and those are all podcast.qlc, and that's also our email. So thank you for listening.
All right, the convenience factor is the big thing for you. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go to my kitchen and get some pasta. It's gonna be freaking dope.
What kind of pasta? That cheese? That mac and cheese?
No, I'm out of mac and cheese. Fun fact, love mac and cheese. No, I'm gonna have Alfredo sauce. I guess it's cheesy.
Yeah, cheese. I guess. Throw some Parmesan on that thing.
Yeah. Woo! Okay.